Why the Book of Mormon by Elvin Jerome Lasada. I had always depended on others for a testimony of the Book of Mormon, but I decided it was time to seek my own. Why do we need the Book of Mormon when we already have the Bible? I've thought about this question a lot. As a teenager, I was curious about the Book of Mormon, but I didn't have the motivation to read it. For one thing, nobody encouraged me to read it at home because I was the only member of the church in my family, except for my grandfather who had passed away. One Sunday at a testimony meeting, many members testified about the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon, which I had recently begun to doubt. They challenged those who hadn't read it to gain their own testimony that the Book of Mormon is true, that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God, and that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the kingdom of God on the earth. I pondered if my testimony of the church and of Joseph Smith was strong enough to withstand the temptations and enticements of Satan. I realized that it wasn't. My testimony was weak because I had depended only on the testimonies of church leaders and members. I promised myself that starting that day, I would seek my own testimony. I decided to read the Book of Mormon. In the introduction, I read, "We invite all men everywhere to read the Book of Mormon, to ponder in their hearts the message it contains, and then to ask God, the Eternal Father, in the name of Christ, if the book is true. Those who pursue this course and ask in faith will gain a testimony of its truth and divinity by the power of the Holy Ghost." See Moroni chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. I knew I was personally being invited to read the Book of Mormon. As I continued reading, I felt the warmth of the Holy Ghost testifying of the book's divinity and truthfulness. I found that the Book of Mormon does testify of Christ, and I was ashamed for doubting its truthfulness. At school, I had learned how judges of the law carefully study a case as evidence before passing judgment. I had done the opposite with the Book of Mormon. I had judged it before I read it. I finished reading with a humble heart and courage to defend what I believe. Also, I'm happy because I have a companion as I read the Book of Mormon again. My grandmother was baptized shortly before I finished reading the Book of Mormon for the first time. I have a firm testimony that Jesus Christ is my Savior, that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God, and that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the true and living Church of God here on the earth. The author lives in the Philippines.
Sidebar: The Book of Mormon will increase your faith. Both the Bible and the Book of Mormon give us a beautiful assurance that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Some or all of the Book of Mormon is now in 110 languages across the world. It provides a spiritual and tangible witness of the truthfulness of the restoration. When was the last time that you read the Book of Mormon from cover to cover? Read it again. It will increase your faith. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, October 2015, General Conference.
End of the article, Why the Book of Mormon, read by Wes Nelson and David Shaw.